We're going to head to Richo. Is he at the surfing? Is that what you said? Jason Richardson's
well,
at the
we
surfing?
Well, we were told he was at the triathlon as we're watching the female triathlon at the moment. But now, whether it was the wind that picked him up and deposited him at the surfing, but now he's bobbed up at the surfing.
He's looking like that. He's all oiled up like that Tongan flag there too.
They might be using him as a boy, maybe. He's been doing magnificent work for Channel 7 and he's been good enough to join us. Hello, Richo.
Oh, great to chat to you, boys. I've done nothing. What are you talking about? Well, you haven't seen me once.
No, we haven't, actually.
Lying.
I did say to Tim, is he actually over there or not?
I have literally done zipper, but I am here at the surfing because this could be an amazing moment in Australian surfing, in Australian sport. We've got two live chances in the surfing. The wind's picked up. The rain is coming in sideways, but the swell is there, so we're going to go all the way through quarterfinals, all the way through to medals today. And our girl, and we call her our girl because in many ways she's been SEN's girl from way back when she was a little ripper, and that is Sally Fitzgibbon. We are so keen to see her go well, and Owen Wright in the men as well, who scored really impressively yesterday. So I've been deposited down to the surfing, and I am ready to go. I am. Stoked, mate.
Stoked. I've been getting copies of your per diems. I haven't actually signed off on them yet, Richo, so I wouldn't go spending too much time anywhere at the moment. The swell itself, how's it looking?
Well, I'm in the car park. All I can see at the moment is brick walls all around me, so I haven't even got to the beach yet. You've caught me a little early, but trust me. Oh, no, there'll be some 4 foot barrels.
you're sounding swell, by the way.
Yeah, I love your work, boys. Hey, have you enjoyed your... I mean, it's been... Naturally, our coverage has been dominated by the swimming at the moment. That was just sensational yesterday, wasn't it? Ariane Titmus. And what I think that a lot of people really need to reflect on that, think about the courage of her parents. When your 14-year-old daughter comes up to you and says, I aspire to be an Olympian, I think I can be an Olympic champion. She's 14, but and let's move. I need to be in Queensland to make this happen. Let's sell the family home in Tassie. Change your careers. Everyone needs to pack up for a 14-year-old's dream. They had the courage to do it and were rewarded yesterday. It was brilliant.
I tried that with my parents back in the day. They said, off you go.
Well, you were playing senior footy at 14.
Just an extraordinary performance of the Wisp of shoehorning him into Abby Ariana Titmus's story. I think it's a superb performance. Where were you when you watched it, and what is the general vibe? I know you're restricted in where you can go, but we saw great pictures of the water polo team, the girls on the bus watching it on their phones, and then the swimming team back in their rooms watching it. What was the vibe like?
Yeah, oh, it's been remarkable watching. I've been very much like you guys, just been a fan because we are restricted to our hotel rooms if we're not at an Olympic venue. So I came back from the triathlon, which was disappointing because Jake Birtwistle was very confident that he could medal there. He came 16th, got a bit of a kick in the face and broke his nose in that false start in amongst all the action there when the boat wouldn't get out of the way. So that was disappointing for him, but he'll get ready for the mixed relay. The women's triathlon's on at the moment. They're just in the water, and the Brit's got a tearaway lead at the moment, but she's a great swimmer. So the bike group will work hard to try to reel her in. So once I finish the triathlon, we have to make our way straight back to the hotel. So you get the express VPN, so it looks like I'm in Australia, and I sit there on my phone and watch it like fans, like us is doing. So I was able just to sit in the hotel room and watch it. It was brilliant.
Gary said that you might be able to update us on this, that the boat itself was some Japanese guys doing some crayfishing. Were they pulling the pot? Were they pulling the cray pots in?
What about the driver panicking and then sort of backing back? It could have been sashimi everywhere.
Oh, right.
They had disaster written all over it. For anyone that's ever driven a boat and don't know what they're doing, that's what it looked like. Hey, what about Dean Boxall and his celebration? I've read all the reports. I've read reports from the Washington Post, from the New York Times. They've all just been enamoured with him. I mean, how's he been received over there?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone loves him. Everyone in Australia loves him. And the Americans are absolutely shocked that he imitated his favourite wrestler, the Ultimate Warrior, which was a good selection. I know Tim, sort of a more of a Mr. Wonderful, sort of Paul Orndorff sort of man. I was a Hulk Hogan man. Gary, you'd be more maybe the Killer Bees,
Randy
or Coco
Savage.
Beware, or
Killer Car Cox. He was Killer Car Cox.
Were you Randy Savage with the lovely Elizabeth?
That's it. That's exactly who I was.
I was more of a King Kong Bundy man.
Hey, what are you looking forward to later today, Richo? We've got Kaylee McEwen and Emily Seebohm going for gold in the 100-metre backstroke at about 10 to 12 later this morning.
Don't also rule out Rebecca McConnell in the mountain bike. You'll go, Richo, you're bloody having too much sake over there. Rebecca McConnell has been a bronze medalist at the last two world championships in mountain bike. Her husband, Dan, finished 30th yesterday. She is as hard as a cat's head. She is tough and she can deliver. I think out in the mountain bike late this afternoon, Australian time, she will be a factor. So I think that might be my little roughy out wide there that you might want to consider.
And the Japanese racing situation over there, have you been able to get into racing.com via the Japan situation?
Oh, I've been there nearly every second day, just sitting in my hotel room, punting on, oi, it's been fantastic. No, I haven't been following. No, I have been somewhat busy. I went to the boxing last night and watched Skye Nicholson win in her round of 16 bouts. She is a little pocket rocket and great personality. So that was fantastic. Go out and watch a bit of boxing. Of course, it is so bizarre here because there's no crowds. And also, you know, you walk the streets in Tokyo and Tim would and Gary, you both remember, you know, this vibe in Sydney and how normally there's so many parties going on and concerts and so many activities around the Olympics, not just what happens in their field of play, but very, very different here, naturally, because there's no spectators allowed, there's no concerts, there's no real vibe in the city. So it is literally all about the athletes.
Hey, Richo, we've sent you over there, a great expense to the network. When do you come into your own? It sounds like you're having a nice old time here at the moment. When do we
actually do some work?
When do we put you to work?
I might see if I can get some camera time today, but I'm no certainty to achieve that. Otherwise, I think I'll really come. I reckon the last couple of days, sort of in a couple of weeks' time, I'll really hit the ground running. That'll be when I'm starting to make my presence felt. Because let's be fair, at the moment, there's been some questions asked at home. They're actually wondering, are you really there? Are you actually just just a bit of out wide work because there hasn't been any action for the Richo man, but that's fine. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when we get to the track, that's when we'll be calling on you because you'll have the bullet around your neck and on the chain from the store gift, and away you'll go, and that's where you'll hit your straps.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing I'll say to the Olympic gold medalist in the men's 100 metres. Mate, it's a great achievement. But have you ever made your way to Central Park? Let me show you a video of 54 steps to liberate a young nation.
Your challenge for us today is to get that much-needed airtime, not only for us, but for your family, to make sure that you are actually over there doing what you said you were going to be doing. So it's been a great joy to talk to you. You sound in great spirits. You sound like a tourist. But I'm sure you'll come into your own in the coming days, and we will talk again very shortly.
Very much appreciate the 5 a.m. wake-up call. It's great. Thank you, boys. Love your words.
Jason Richardson, watch Tokyo 2020 live free and in HD on 7 and 7 Plus. The only place to see it all. The Olympic updates is for Made Internet and Mobile. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from just $59. Search Mate online.
I just received a text from Lewis Martin, who is, Gary?
Yes, the head of Channel 7.
He just heard Richo. He wants to know what he's doing there.
And the per diems, of course, the expense report. There's a lot of sake coming in.